In the name of the one true living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, let me paraphrase the Apostle Paul. To all the saints at All Saints Anglican Church and our faithful in Christ Jesus, I say, Happy All Saints Sunday. This is the Sunday after All Saints Day, which we celebrated on Thursday on November 1st. Well, what is All Saints Day? Well, from the earliest days of Christianity, there has been a sense that the church consists of not only all living believers, but also all who have gone before us. All Saints Day, also known as All Hallows Day, is a celebration in honor of all the saints from Christian history. Hebrews 11 describes us being surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses whose lives tell of God's unfailing love and grace. All Saints Day annually reminds us of our connectedness, I'll say that again, our connectedness as Christians. God doesn't call his children to live standalone, little lives unto ourselves. Rather, each follower of Christ is part of something big and ancient, the church, the body of Christ. The 1662 Book of Common Prayer says that this feast day stands for the unity of Christians of all ages, countries and races in Christ, and the perfection of that unity in heaven. So, who is a saint? Any hands? Okay, that's one. Good. Well, you are. We are. That is, if you're a follower of Jesus. St. Paul describes saints as all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, anyone who trusts in Christ alone for salvation and through God's grace lives out a life empowered by the Holy Spirit to do all the good works that God prepared for that believer to do is a saint. Saint is also a disciple, a fully committed follower, who in word, deed, and conduct seeks to obey all that Jesus taught. Saints are also among the blessed. Blessed means happy, fortunate, but carries a deeper connotation. The word recognizes an already existing state of happiness and good fortune. The blessed are so because they have the joy of knowing that they will inherit the kingdom of God. Colossians 1, verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Our inheritance is that of eternal salvation. But I have to tell you that being the blessed does not necessarily mean you get a $1 million gift card to shop at the mall or unlimited free donuts from Krispy Kreme, sadly. Saints are rich in God's blessings, but at the same time, saints are poor. We need to come to God again and again in a state of utter poverty and need. Saints are the poor in spirit. The poor does not mean those without wealth or means. It means the humble and reverent. The poor know they need God's grace and rightfully respect and fear God's word. Jesus calls such persons blessed. Blessed because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Saints also come to God in mourning. Mourning over the state of sin in the world and in our own lives. Mourning because of suffering and pain. No one enjoys suffering, and no one wants to experience pain, especially in 21st century America, The drug and medical industry is based on relieving suffering. And yet, suffering, pain, anxiety, grief, and tragedy will not be done away with in a fallen world by purely human means. To quote my fellow deacon DJ, sometimes stuff just happens. Why God allows suffering is a question debated by theologians for centuries. That there is pain and suffering is a reality. It does not mean that there is no God, only that God is a God who allows these things to exist for his own reasons. But God can use the hurtful things in life for our good, if we allow him. Saints bring their pain, hurts, and sorrows to God in prayer. Jesus assures us that the blessed will be comforted. Saints come to God in meekness, that is, humility. Check your pride at the door. All that we are blessed with is a gift from God. So what do we have to be proud about? Saints come to God because we are desperately thirsty and hungry for God to be present and active in our lives, for his saving power to be at work in our lives. Saints know that we are in desperate need of God's grace. Paul in Ephesians 1, verse 19, wants the saints to know what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. God will satisfy the hungry and thirsty and give them the meat and drink of his most beloved Son, the bread of life and the cup of salvation. The blessed are those who in thirst and hunger turn to God. Because the blessed have received mercy and forgiveness from God, they in turn can show forgiveness to others and act with kindness and gentleness toward others. The really hard part is forgiving another person when you feel they really don't deserve it. Holding a grudge of resentment can be a terrible but nonetheless pleasing activity, even though it is really a slow-acting poison inside. But did you know saints don't hold grudges? It's true. Case in point, I worked for about 15 years with a person who just rankled me and hurt my sense of self repeatedly over the years. We'll call this jerk Arnold. Arnold was a very frustrating person to work with and really managed to push my buttons. At one point, a colleague showed me an email that Arnold had written to a supervisor about me, and in his email, Arnold accused me of having spent money on a project without proper authority, claimed I had gone around his back, and pinned the blame on me for any upcoming budget disaster on the project we were working on. Well, it was pretty clear Arnold thought I would never see this email. I maintained my composure until about an hour later when we happened to bump into each other outside, and words suddenly issued from my mouth, and I exploded in frustration and anger at him. In fact, it was 15 years worth of pent-up frustration. Ironic, since Arnold was the one famous for a short fuse and angry explosions. Well, it felt good to get some payback for all of about 2 minutes when I felt ashamed and sick to my stomach. I felt I was a total failure as a Christian. I asked God for forgiveness and for guidance on how to amend this disastrous situation. I prayed especially for the humility to go to Arnold and ask for his forgiveness for my meltdown. and that God to somehow make something good come out of this. There was still a bit of smoke rising from my head the next day, but I apologized to Arnold for the words I had said and asked for his forgiveness. He laughed and said that he wasn't the slightest bit offended. He seemed to be glad I had actually gotten things off my chest. Anyway, the project went great, and I soon took him to lunch, and we talked about ways to avoid misunderstandings and how to better communicate going forward. We were friends, maybe not close, but friends after that. And now that I have brought up false accusations, saints are blessed because they can endure all slanders, false charges, persecutions, and evil uttered against them on account of Jesus. Maybe you're thinking, this is a state of blessedness I can do without. But listen to the words of Christ. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. In Christ, we are in the company of the true and faithful who were and are persecuted for their faith. A 2017 article in Christianity Today reported that globally, approximately 215 million Christians experience high, very high, or extreme persecution. Islamic extremism, ethnic and religious nationalism, and government repression are the global dominant drivers of persecution. Well, most of us in the USA shake our heads at all this, but then we quickly move on to other business. But we need to remind ourselves of our connectedness to all other Christian saints. We are members of the same body, and when one part of the body is in pain, the other members of the body feel pain. And however we can, try to alleviate some of the suffering. The blessed includes the persecuted and the trampled upon, but Jesus says that even in their sufferings, saints can rejoice and be glad, knowing that their reward is great in heaven. Finally, the blessed are aware that they themselves are an inheritance to God. We are a treasure that God has secured and will present to himself. In Ephesians 1, verse 18, Paul prays that the saints in Ephesus may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. All Saints' Day is an opportunity to give thanks for and remember all those who have gone before us in the faith, and in godly reflection, consider the state of our own hearts, and pray that our hearts may continue to be needy and hungry for God's salvation, remembering that the blessed are humble, merciful, charitable, and pure in heart, whose thoughts and motives and conduct are Christ-like. And if perhaps you are feeling uncertain about the state of your own heart towards God, a suggestion might be to approach the Lord God in meekness and ask him to give you a sense of neediness and hunger in your heart, to plant a longing in your soul that only God can satisfy, so that you may realize that a saint is one utterly dependent on God's grace. On All Saints' Day, let us give thanks for both the saints in glory and those on earth who have led us to Jesus. And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.